누가 otherwise known. So this is rare. He will tell all these things here, gradually. But we should try to begin from where? Varnashram Dharma. What is Varnashram Dharma? Varnashram Dharma, like Vedic Varnashram Dharma. Now in India, it was Varnashram Dharma, but now it has been
contaminated, polluted.
Not like this. So a Varnashram Dharma means a wife should be always with husband, one time married. She should never divorce like Western devotees and Western people, changing like a fashion daily. They want to write their names in Greenwich Book as a record. To be animal is their fashion. So India no like this, Varnashram Dharma. Always serving father, mother, all demigods, especially Vishnu. But who is that Vishnu? Last manifestation in this world, like Paramatma. Our evidence, what?
Witness.
Sakshi means witness, like me. Witness. And giving proper fruits of our activities, bad and well. And he is called Vishnu. So he is telling that situated being established in Varnashram Dharma, Varnang Ashram. What are they? Varnang Ashram?
Varna are the occupational divisions and ashram are the spiritual divisions.
What is Varnashram Dharma?
Dharma, Varnashram Dharma means to remain situated properly in one's respective Varna and Ashram for the purpose of pleasing Vishnu.
Varna and Ashram are two. Varna means Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra with qualities. Chatur, Varnang, Maya, Shristam, Guru, Karma, Vivhagasa. And ashram, brahmacharya, vanaprastha, brahmachari and vanyasa. What is their dharma? Be situated there, but worshipping Vishnu. Why? Why they should worship? Because they should be happy. How they will be happy? When worshipping Vishnu, Vishnu will be happy and he will give boon, what good is that you should, if you want anything to be happy in this world, wealth, reputation, wife, children and all these things, he will give you. If he will be pleased. Even salvation, he can give. So, all serve. And they think that, oh, Krishna is same, Ram is same, Shankar is same, Ganesh is same, respecting all with one stick. Understand? So this is Varnashram Dharma. Mahaprabhu told, what? Yo bhajya age pahar. Yo bhajya, means? You should go.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied to this suggestion, oh, this is external. You had better tell me some other means. Ramananda Roy replied, to offer the results of one's activities to Krishna is the essence of all perfection.
Why it is external? Why? Yes, sir.
Because simply by following Varnashram Dharma, one will come to respect the sadhus, but there is no positive engagement. It is only saying that you should remain in some order for making progress, but there is no saying how you should make progress.
They don't know what is soul. They don't know who is the Supreme Personality of God. what is really bhakti? They don't know all these things. They think that body I myself. Always think as this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that this is
external.
We see in this world, especially in Western countries, that so many sannyasis even, so many brahmacharis who were worshipping always in temples of Radha Krishna, they married. And they became, they want that we should follow that our Gurudev, that our Gurudev has told that, follow Varnashram Dharma. In Saranagati, I went in Canada. They wanted to establish this Varnashram Dharma. Here also sometimes I see, they engage their whole time to be a Varnashram, to establish Varnashram Dharma. But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, and he is also, Srila Swamiji is also telling this basically. Iho bhajya. External. Nothing to gain from this. That is why he asked to go on further. Raya kahe krishne karmarpan sarvatar sadhyasa.
Ramananda replied, to offer the results of one's activities to Krishna is the essence of all perfection.
Someone may think that to be established in Varnashram Dharma is bhakti. Don't think like this. To be in Varnashram Dharma, in family, it is not actual bhakti. But if he is following the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Goswami being there, no heart, it may be. But if he is not following and only he is in Varnashram Dharma and worshipping Krishna only, thinking that I am this body, not his hearing, not realizing that I am eternal servant of Krishna, I am part and parcel of Krishna. And if he is not following Suddha Bhakti, pure devotion and love of Krishna, then Grihastha Ashram, there are so many Mayabadis there. Karmis are there. Yogis are there. Tapasvi are there. It is like zero. So this Grihastha Dharma is not devotion in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He rejected. And then he told that, Raj then told Karmarpan. What is that Karmarpan? Can you?
He said, yat karoshi yadashnasi, that whatever you do, you should offer it to Krishna. So then one may ask, what is the defect here? What is the problem? Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has rejected it? Because if one is offering...
And in Gita he has told this. In 18th... In what? What chapter?
9.
Yat karoshi, yadashnasi, yadjuhosi. Yat tapasya kaunte tat kuru samadarpanam. Then what is this?
Then the problem is that one is thinking, I am offering this to Krishna. That means that I am thinking, this is mine, but I am giving it to Krishna so that I will get some blessing, some benediction, something. So it is more like a business exchange. That is not essential.
What now?
So the person who's offering the results of his work, so this work, it has... may not have any...
Try to understand. Because you are family man here. In Varnashram Dharma. But you should know the basic principles of Varnashram Dharma and Bhakti. Where is the difference? Anyone doing something and offering, worshipping Krishna. Worshipping Krishna. And he has a garden, he is looking after his garden. He is doing any job. He has children and wife and everything. He cooks something. So many paraphernalia. And he offers to Krishna. Om Krishnaya Nama. Etat Naivedyam, Kling Krishnaya, or anything. Gauraya Swaha. But what is the defect here? In Varnashram Dharma, so much defect. He's thinking that I am doer of this karma. I made this garden. I made this house. I'm making money. I'm doer of all these things. And then something, fruit of this, I'm offering to Krishna. But actually, we are not doer. Who are you? If you are thinking that I'm doer, then it is quite wrong. But it has been told that even you, what you do, breath, do you should offer. For whom it is? For beginners. Those who are not pure bhakta. So if your Gurudev has told that, oh, you should distribute books, make life member and bring somebody. And this is bhakti. And you will go to direct to Vrindavan. Is there any defect here? He has told in true senses, but we have not that idea. We have not realized this. He wanted to make some impression that they should come in the line of Shuddha Bhakti. They should read the books. They should know the essence in association of high class of Vaishnavas. And then they will realize this, that I am not doer. I am part and parcel of Krishna. I am eternal servant. So I should offer myself. And then I should do whatever we do to please Krishna. Then it will come bhakti. So this is not, this is Arup Siddha Bhakti Jat Kuroshi. Arup Siddha means mixture of karma and bhakti. And here karma is prominent, that I am doer. I am maker. I am kindly, I am mercifully, I am giving something to Krishna. But whole thing is mine. And something I am giving. So I am so merciful to Krishna. Oh Krishna, you should be pleased by this. And you can help me by what? Oh, I should be happy in this world. So this is not bhakti. Mahaprabhu told that, oh, he rejected and told that you should go on. Then, Prabhu kahi ho bhajya, aage kahar, raya kahe swadharma tyage ehi sadhyasa. Go on.
This is also external, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Please proceed and speak further on this matter. Ramananda Rai replied, to give up one's occupational duties in the Varnashram is the essence of perfection.
One hour. Then he told a sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, what? Sarva Dharman. What is the meaning?
Give up all other as stated in scripture, Bhagavad Gita 1866. After giving up all kinds of religious and occupational duties, if you come to me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and take shelter, I will give you protection from all of life's sinful reactions. Do not worry.
What is the meaning?
Here, Krishna is saying that if one takes shelter of him, he becomes Sharanagat, then all his karma file and all of these things, he will be protected from that. And in this way, by surrendering to Krishna, there's no need to worry for the reactions of his past deeds.
We should hear no, not much thing, very important thing. Krishna has come to establish Yuga Dharma. He has also established, he came to establish Swarupa Dharma. Swarupa Dharma means?
The religion of the soul.
Soul. And especially to test the rushes of all kinds of rushes. Like Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya and Madhu. So if he has come to establish Yuga Dharma, Manvantara Dharma and eternal Swadharma of Jiva, he has come. Why he told that Sarva Dharma Anuparsteji? You should give up all kinds of religion. He has not told that you should give up all kinds of dharma. Only artificial dharmas, what? External dharmas of this body and mind. Our, the door of the bhakti is saranagati. So he has instructed in this sloka. And only he instructed that
I will deliver you from the reactions of your previous activities.
So Arjuna is taking shelter here. But this is not pure bhakti. Not pure. Saranagati, what he wants to give Arjuna here, that is the door of bhakti, not actually bhakti, not the religion of our
Atma.
Swarup, Atma. So he's telling. Huh? Yes.
Put off by Srila Prabhupada. In this connection, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami instructs in his book, Manasiksha, Na dharmam na dharmam shruti gana niruktam kila kuru vajai radha krishna pachura paricharyam hiyatanu. He is thus enjoined that we should not perform religious or irreligious activities as prescribed in the Vedas. The best course is always to engage in the service of Krishna and Srimati Radhika. That is the perfection of everything in this life. Similarly, in Srimad Bhagavatam 4:29-46, it is said by Narada Muni, Yidaya Syanu Grinati Bhagavan Atma Bhavitaha Sajahati Matim Loke Vedecha Parinishnishtitam. When one actually takes to the loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he gives up all duties in the material world as well as all duties prescribed by Vedic literatures. In this way, one is fixed in the service of the Lord.
So now in this stage, what we are doing, bhakti, actually not pure bhakti. If we are not saranagat,
surrendered.
By soul, we are surrendered by our senses, heart and soul. First you should surrender. You cannot surrender to Krishna first. You should surrender to his manifestation, like Guru, Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru first. And be a servant of Krishna and your Gurudev. And then you should come at the door of bhakti. That is Saranagati. You should have so much belief in the words of Guru, Shastra and Krishna. Like Haridas Thakur, if one is beating him in
22 marketplaces.
Like Prahlad Maharaj, he was given poison. He was poisoned. And he was tried to be murdered. But he was always chanting and remembering. So we should have faith that Krishna will save us. If he had not this thing, not this strong belief that Krishna will save us, then you cannot chant and remember without problem. Problem may come, and they will come. But these classes of Vaishnava who have come and who have surrendered to Krishna and Gurudev, oh, problem cannot do anything. they will not go down. So now time is over. We will tell in tomorrow in classes. And I want to give you an idea what is pure bhakti and what is our goal of life and what is process in a very brief way. So tomorrow and day after tomorrow we have time. In easy method, in simple words, I will try to tell you. So try to understand it. And where you are not understanding, you can ask questions if you like. Today our class is Gaur Premananda.
Yeah.